the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once a year, the church celebrates the Feast of All Saints. On this day, we take time to remember all the saints, both known and unknown, and all the faithful departed who have passed on and entered God's presence. We remember all of those people who make up the great communion of saints, that cloud of witnesses that surrounds us with their prayerful presence. The lives of all the faithful departed have inspired many for centuries. Their works are examples to us of how one can lead and conduct themselves in a world that so often seems at odds with the teachings and ministry of Jesus Christ. Their faith has shown us what can be accomplished when one puts God squarely at the center of their lives. How through faith, one can do more than persevere great odds, but the seemingly impossible can be made possible. Through their faith, they have helped to build and sustain the church from generation to generation. So often it can be hard for us to see or recognize the saints around us. We so often look for those human-born markers of power and prestige. We can so easily get wrapped up in human-made fears and anxieties, believing that through our own power we can have complete control, forgetting that from God all things come, forgetting that by God all things have their being. We can so easily lose track of all the blessings that God has bestowed upon us, all the blessings that God has given to us as a free and loving gift. The saints that have come before us have shown us what it means to be blessed by God. They lived into the words of our gospel reading from today. Those who are poor, they are blessed, because theirs is not an earthly kingdom, but a heavenly one. Those who mourn, they are blessed, because they will know the comfort of their eternal Father in heaven. Those who are humble, they are blessed, for it will be them who will gain the earth. Those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness are blessed, because they will be filled with grace. Those who show mercy to their neighbors are blessed, because they will know mercy in return. Those who strive and live for peace, they are blessed, for by their love they will be known as God's children. Those who are persecuted because they believe in Jesus Christ, because they believe in the eternal power of God, those who are persecuted because they stand up to the world and declare that only by God and through God can we be what we are created to be, created to be God's children, living fully into his love, living contently into his peace, living to do his good works by serving others. These will be blessed, for they are the saints of God. On this day, we remember that we have not only inherited the gifts of the saints, that we have not only inherited the gifts of this church, but we remember that we are still connected to them by our weekly communion together. Each and every time we approach this altar, we do not do it alone. We do not do it in isolation. We do it together. I once heard someone describe how they tried to enter a prayerful and spiritual state that would help them to feel like each time they came to the altar, it was like the first time they were doing it. I would like to offer to you all today a different way to approach it. What if you approached the altar like it was the one time? What if we approached the altar as if Jesus and his disciples are walking alongside with us? What if we approached the altar as if all the martyrs of the early church are walking along with us? What if we approach the altar as if all the great theologians who have helped to deepen our knowledge of God are walking along with us? What if we approach the altar as if all the great artists who have dared to dream the face of God and been bold enough to put it into words and images and music are walking with us? What if we approach the altar as if all those who have struggled to bring equality and justice to our society are walking with us? What if we approach as if all those whose good works go unseen but by God alone, all those whose faith is known to God alone, are walking with us? When we come forward to receive this Holy Communion, we do it the one time, the eternal time, that stretches back generation after generation to that first moment with Jesus Christ, when he offered to the world his body and his blood, when he offered to the world his life so that we could all have eternal life. From that moment, that one moment, his presence has rippled through time, and we can to this very day know the Lord by his sacrament. But this one time, this eternal time, also stretches forward. Those who are yet to come walk with us to the altar. Those whose futures we are building today walk with us to the altar. The generation of future saints who will inherit the gifts of our lives, of our works, of our faith, they are walking side by side with us as we approach this altar, that one eternal, continual, never-ending time. Today, let us remember that we are not alone, that we stand on the shoulders of giants, made into who we are today by the love of family, friends, and this faithful community. We remember today that we continue the work of the saints for the benefit of all future generations. Today we remember that we are blessed beyond all reason and understanding, loved beyond all comprehension by the one true and ever-living God. The saints that carried the light of God have passed it on to us, a light to enlighten the world and cast away the darkness of sin. In our own time, we will pass the light of Christ on and take our place in that great cloud of witnesses. Amen.